Psalm 78, a contemplation by Asaph. Hear my teaching, my people. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth on a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Tell unto the generation to come to the praises of God, his strength and his wondrous deeds that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a teaching in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children who should be born, who should arise and tell their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget God's deeds, but keep his commandments. It might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that didn't make their hearts loyal, whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They didn't keep God's covenant, and refused to walk in his law. They forgot his doings, his wondrous deeds that he had shown them. He did marvelous things in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He split the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the water stand as a heap. In the daytime he also led them with a cloud, and all night with a light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still went on to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. They tempted God in their heart, by asking food according to their desire. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Behold, he struck the rock, so that waters gushed out and streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide meat for his people? Therefore God heard and was angry. A fire was kindled against Jacob. Anger also went up against Israel, because they didn't believe in God, and didn't trust in his salvation. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna on them to eat, and gave them food from the sky. Man ate the bread of angels. He sent them food to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the sky. By his power he guided the south wind. He rained also meat on them as the dust, winged birds as the sand of the seas. He let them fall in the middle of their camp, around their habitations. So they ate, and were well filled. He gave them their own desire. They didn't turn from their cravings. Their food was yet in their mouths when the anger of God went up against them, killed some of their fattest, and struck down the young men of Israel. For all this they still sinned, and didn't believe in his wondrous works. Therefore he consumed their days in vanity, and their years in terror. When he killed them, then they inquired after
Psalm him. Psalm 78.
They returned and sought
a contemplation by Asaph.
They remembered that God was their rock.
Hear my teaching, my people.
The Most High God.
Turn your ears to the words of my mouth.
They flattered him with their mouth.
I will open my mouth on a parable.
With their tongue.
I will utter dark sayings of old
with him,
which we have heard and known in his covenant,
and our fathers have told
but he
us,
being merciful,
we will not hide them from their children,
destroy them.
Tell unto the
yes,
generations
to
come to the praises
away,
of God,
and didn't stir
his
up all his wrath,
and his wondrous deeds that
he
has done,
that they were but flesh.
For he established a testimony in Jacob,
and doesn't come again,
and appointed a teaching
how often
in Israel,
they rebelled against him in
which
the
he commanded our fathers,
and grieved
that they
in
should
the
make
desert,
them known to their children,
they turned again and tempted
that the
God,
generation to come might know, even the children
Israel,
who should be born.
They didn't remember
who should arise
hand,
and tell their
nor
children,
the day when he redeemed them
that
from
they
the
might
adversary,
set their hope in God.
How he set his signs
and not
in Egypt,
forget God's deeds,
his wonders in the field
keep his
of
commandments.
Zoan.
He
it might not be as
their
fathers,
a stubborn and rebellious
strength,
generation,
so that he could not drink.
A generation
he
that
sent among them
swarms of
flies,
which devoured them,
was not steadfast
and frogs
with
which
God,
destroyed them.
The children of every Impian armed and carrying bows and turned back in the day of battle. He destroyed their vines with hail. Their sycamore fig trees with frost. They forgot his over their livestock also.
His wondrous deeds that he had shown to hot thunderbolts.
He did marvelous things in the sight of their father's
anger.
In the land of Egypt and the field of trouble.
And the band of Eden caused them to pass through.
He made a path
the water stand as a heap.
He didn't spare their soul from death.
He also led them with a cloud.
He gave their lives over
to
the
pestilence
with a light of fire.
He struck all the firstborn in Egypt.
He split rocks in the wilderness.
The chief of their strength.
And gave them drink abundantly
as out of the
depths. But he let out his own people.
He brought streams also out of the rock.
And guided them in the wilderness.
And caused waters to run down like rivers.
He led them safely so they weren't
afraid to sin against
him. But to see overwhelmed their enemies.
To rebel against the most.
He brought them to the border of his sanctuary.
They tempted God in their heart.
To this mountain,
by asking
his right
hand according to their desire.
He also drove out the nations before them.
They allotted them for an inheritance in the wilderness.
And made the tribes of
Israel to dwell in their tents.
So that waters gushed out
and
rebelled
overflowed.
High God.
Can he give bread also?
Keep his testimonies?
Will he provide meat for his people?
And therefore Godly left their fathers.
They were turned
fire
aside
was kindled against Jacob.
Bow.
Anger also went up
into
anger
with their high places.
Because they didn't
believe him
to jealousy with their
angry
trust
in his salvation.
When God
yet
heard
he commanded
this,
the skies above
he was
and
angry,
opened the doors of heaven
and greatly abhorred Israel.
He rained down man on them
so
to
that
eat,
he abandoned the tent
and gave them food from the sky.
The tent which he placed
man
among
the bread
men,
of angels.
He delivered his strength
to the full.
Into captivity.
He caused
his glory
to blow
into
the
adversary's hand.
By his power
he also gave his people
over
wind.
To the sword.
He rained all his
meat
on
them
the dust,
wing
fired about
the same
on
the
seas.
Their virgins
let them fall
had no
in the middle of
song.
Their camp.
Their priests
around their
fell
by the sword.
So they
their
ate,
widows couldn't weep.
And were well filled.
And the Lord awakened
them to
one
their own
desire.
Like a
they
mighty
turn
man
from
their craving
by reason of wine.
Their food was yet in
struck
their
his adversaries
when the anger
backward.
Of God went
he
up
put them to
them.
A perpetual reproach.
Killed some of their fast.
Moreover, he rejected
and struck
the tent
down
of Joseph,
the young men of Israel.
And didn't choose the
for
tribe
all
of
this,
Ephraim.
They still sinned,
but chose the tribe of
and
Judah.
And didn't believe in his wondrous
Mount Zion,
works.
Which he loved.
Therefore, he consumed
he their
sanctuary like
vanity.
The heights.
Like
their
years,
which he has established forever.
When he killed them,
he also chose David
his servant.
Him.
And took
they
him from the
sheepfold God earnestly.
From following the
they remembered that God
that
was their
rock.
He brought him
to
be
God
the shepherd
of
redeemer,
Jacob, his people.
But they flattered him
in
with
Israel,
their mouth,
his inheritance,
and lied to him with their tongue.
So he was their shepherd
for
according
their heart
to the integrity
right
of
his
heart.
Him.
Neither
he guided
them by the
skillfulness
of
his
hands.
But he, being merciful, forgave iniquity and didn't destroy them.
Yes, many times he turned his anger away and didn't stir up all his wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and doesn't come again. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. They turned again and tempted God and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They didn't remember his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary. How he set his signs in Egypt, his wonders in the field of Zoan. He turned their rivers into blood in their streams, so that they could not drink. He sent among them swarms of flies which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave also their increase to the caterpillar and their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore fig trees with frost. He gave over their livestock also to the hail and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He threw on them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, indignation, and trouble, and a band of angels of evil. He made a path for his anger. He didn't spare their soul from death, but gave their lives over to the pestilence. It struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength and the tents of Ham. But he led out his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them safely so they weren't afraid, but to see overwhelmed their enemies. He brought them to the border of his sanctuary, to this mountain, which his right hand had taken. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them for an inheritance by lying, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God, and didn't keep his testimonies, but turned back and dealt treacherously like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their engraved images. When God heard this, he was angry, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he abandoned the tent of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity, his glory into the adversary's hand. He also gave his people over to the sword, and was angry with his inheritance. Fire devoured their young men. Their virgins had no wedding song. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows couldn't weep. Then the Lord awakened as one out of sleep, like a mighty man who shouts by reason of wine. He struck his adversaries backward. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph and didn't choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah. Mount Zion, which he loved, he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever. He also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that have their young. He brought him to be the shepherd of Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he was their shepherd according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.